brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is Wednesday, the 14th day of September 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Member of Parliament, formerly number 3 in the Blair government, Michael Meacher, who I interviewed in the United Kingdom a month or so ago, will be joining us for a full hour to talk about the neocons, to talk about 9/11, to talk about the London bombings, to talk about their entire global agenda and how to stop them. Michael Meacher resigned from the Blair government, refusing to go along with the lies on the eve of the Iraq war. And so he will be joining us coming up again in the second hour. We're going to have wide open phones today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. You're free to call in about any issue you wish. Fuel prices, the aftermath of Katrina, the unfolding reports of mass gun confiscations still ongoing in New Orleans. You're welcome to call in about any issue you wish. FEMA requested only 455 buses to rescue 20,000, then canceled the order altogether, and that's from the Wall Street Journal. As bodies were recovered, reporters are told, no photos, no stories, San Francisco Chronicle. Now, a federal judge told the feds that, no, you can't bar the press covering this. And FEMA's answer is, hey, we're the boss, shut up. We got the men with machine guns. And I kept mentioning this article, and I'm glad that a listener dug it out and did email it to me. 2.5 years ago, New Orleans was federalized, the first fully federalized city. You know, there's talk of federalizing it now. No. It was always federalized. That's how FEMA could basically have the stand down and then jam the police communications to make sure things did fall apart. That's what they do by design. And so we'll go over this report from the Times-Picayune back on February 11th. 2003, on my birthday. This is a reprint of the article from the Times-Picayune. Nagin announces major overhaul of City Hall, new Homeland Security office to oversee cops, firemen, emergency agencies, and admits the feds were taking over. Bush has now taken responsibility for blunders after he made 2 or 3 people fall on the sword. It didn't work, so now he'll take responsibility, but there won't be any ramifications for Bush. The government all the time, you know, I take full responsibility, and then no one gets in trouble. So Bush takes full responsibility, and then makes a bunch of excuses. Also, mystery surrounds flood wall breaches. This isn't from PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. As we've been covering the mystery for the last 2 weeks, no, this is from the Times-Picayune as well. And amid Katrina chaos, congressman used National Guard to visit his home and to check on his property and to retrieve his family belongings. The detachment of National Guard helicopters, trucks, could have saved hundreds. But no, the congressman was too busy taking care of his junk. And FEMA has outsourced to a Bush crony company who's been involved in illegal dumping of bodies. So Bush now and his buddies making money off of the dead, of course. That's what they do. Bush has ought to stick a straw in our carotid arteries and suck the blood out that way. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and the website. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look at this headline out of the Times of London today. Petrol panic begins to spread as oil prices rise. They're paying $8 a gallon now in England to gas up a small economy-sized car that gets 45 miles to the gallon, people are paying the equivalent of $150. And Henry Kissinger earlier this year, about 6 months ago, said we're going to be paying $150 a barrel by next year. Now, every prediction, every statement that's come out of his disgusting mouth at the Bilderberg Group that our spies have been able to get a hold of have come true. The fall of the Berlin Wall. No, we're not going to invade in 02. We're going to invade in March 03. Iraq. I mean, just everything keeps happening like clockwork. The predictions of Jim Tucker over and over again via Henry Kissinger and other slime bags inside the Bilderberg Group just keep coming true. And if fuel hits $150 a barrel, you'll be paying $8 a gallon here in this country. And by the way, why do they pay $8 in England, $6 in Germany, $5 a gallon in Japan? And why do we pay $3 a gallon here? Why is there that discrepancy? Why is there that difference? We'll discuss it. We'll go over it. Why do we pay on average triple what other industrialized nations pay for prescription drugs? Because these are cartels. This is not free market. The same people that own the drug companies own the prisons, own the military companies that supply the weapon systems, the defense contractors. It's an inside job, my friends, just like it always is. By the way, I've never aired this song, and I every time I go on Coast to Coast AM to talk about 9/11 or to talk about the New World Order or to talk about the British government being involved in the bombings in England, or when I went on to talk about the Madrid bombing, they play this inside job song by Don Henley. And I like Don Henley. I haven't really been paying much attention to music the last few years, so I wasn't really aware of this song. And I'd heard Coast to Coast AM play the inside job theme, but I had never heard the entire song. Well, some of our listeners took video clips from my documentaries and other documentaries and put them together under this Don Henley song, Inside Job. And so I had a chance this morning over at PrisonPlanet.com, where we've linked to the little video montage, to actually hear the whole song. And he's talking about the towers. He's talking about the people that brought down the towers. You know, they did it while we were sleeping. They stole our freedoms. They stole our right to stand up and speak and be heard. And they're going to do it over and over and over again until we stop them. So there's so many big musical artists right now, whether they're hip-hop or rock and roll or Christian films, exposing government involvement in 9/11, but to have somebody of Don Henley's stature clearly telling it like it is and not mincing words is amazing. And no wonder I haven't heard this on the radio. Now, maybe you have. I don't listen to a lot of music on the radio because, frankly, I'm obsessed with my work. So I listen to talk radio to listen to what the other side, the neocons, are saying. But I occasionally do listen to music, and I've never heard this song. Maybe it airs every 5 minutes, and I've just been missing it. But here is Don Henley's Inside Job. And we'll come back and take some of your calls.
They came and took it all away.
Yeah, you were.
always walk out in the night. And it's an inside job to learn about forgiving. It's an inside job to hang on to the joy of living. They know the road by which you came. They know your mother's maiden name. And what you had for breakfast. What you hidden in the mattress.
Folks, well, that's Don Henley, an inside job. And I mean, just did you listen to those lyrics? They know your mother's maiden name. They know what you had for breakfast. It's an inside job. Chalk it up to business by the well-connected. I mean, on and on and on. It's an inside job, like it always is. Just an amazing, amazing song. And while we were sleeping, they did it. And clearly talking about this whole police state, this whole New World Order coming down on us. I mean, you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to see the magnitude of the corruption and the tyranny that we're facing right now. All right, there are just myriad reports on energy, huge new developments coming out on Katrina, Bush's taking responsibility, but then making excuses. Okay, well, you know, I'm at fault, but here's why. By the way, Bush isn't at fault. Bush is falling on his sword for those above him. Just like Brown below him fell on his sword the day before. Because they can try to put perfume on a pig, they can try to dress it up and make excuses for what happened in New Orleans and surrounding areas in the Gulf Coast. This was an inside job, and the people saw it for what it was this time. You've been caught. You've been caught gun confiscating. You've been caught blocking aid getting into those people. You've been caught running the whole scam, cutting police lines, jamming police communications, and they're hoping you just think it was a screw-up. They're hoping you just get mad at the government. They're hoping that you just only get one layer of the onion. They're hoping you just go down one layer of the rabbit hole and don't figure out that it was an inside job. It's like it always is. I mean, it's now hitting mainstream newspapers, the discussion of someone blowing up the levees, bombing the levees. I'm bracing for it to be blamed on Al-Qaeda within the next few days, but just a ton of news and information coming up. We will take your calls, though. Before I even get into the news, I want to kind of do this opposite of what we normally do. We'll go ahead and take some calls first. When we get back, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I hope you'll visit the sites updated daily for you, many times, multiple times daily, with the most important news and information, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of the same news on all four of those sites, but a lot of different news and different information you won't see on some of the other sites, and some information you won't see anywhere but on our sites. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Member of Parliament, number three in the Blair government, resigned on the eve of the Iraq War, Michael Meacher, for a full hour interview. Had to twist his arm to get that, folks. They're used to 5-minute interviews over there. Coming on in the next hour. Right now, let's go to Bruce in Colorado, then James, Peter, and others. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hi there, Alex.
Hello.
Well, I hear people calling in on your show about churches and how they're corrupted by government and New World Order dominance. And they always ask what to do and where to go. Now, I have a website, and I want to give that website out with some solutions to, you know, the various questions that people have about, you know, what to do about the churches and so on. We here in this land have been invaded from within and without, and Almighty Yahweh has withdrawn protection. So this calls for prayer for the healing of our nation. But there are three good things that people could do. There's more than that on the website.
Okay, well, tell us the three good things.
Okay, this is only three of many, and I'm trying to be short, you know, just make it a quick call here. Mm-hmm. One is make copies of Alex Jones' videos and give them out. Now, I don't know how Alex feels about this, but with a disclaimer at the end of the video that you make a copy of, you might use a camcorder or something and make a disclaimer, say this is not part of Alex Jones' video, and you can give some spiritual information out. Perhaps a website.
Oh, you're saying add stuff at the end of the film.
Yeah, but make sure you say this is not part of Alex Jones' video. That's what I do. Make written copies of what's going on. Get the main news of what's going on, like, for instance, New Orleans, etc. Put it on paper and distribute it. Actually, you can do it with your own printer if you have a computer, or you can go to...
Yeah, and millions of people doing that, it's just unbelievably powerful.
Right, and on that paper, ask people who get it to make copies and give that copies of that out.
Good. All right, if that's number one, well, I guess number two is the...
Number two and number three, come out from her, my people, Revelation 18:4. If you've got a problem with a church, if it's government-controlled, which most of them are, and I've been running around looking for churches, just start your own group.
Eat well, exactly. I mean, what stops you from having meetings at your house?
Right, your house or the wilderness. You know, out in the mountains somewhere. No, it doesn't have to be your home. It could be anywhere. It's someone's home or your own home.
Oh, yeah, you can have weekend retreats out in the fresh air. Well, you keep it up, Bruce. I appreciate you calling.
Let me give this website out because it's got more information on it. I've sent you an email so you could look at this website beforehand.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I as in India, council.com. That's PsyCouncil.com. P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I as in India, council.com.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the call, Bruce. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Toronto, Canada. James, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to call the lady.
You're on
you
speakerphone, aren't you?
No, I'm actually in, I was in my hallway.
Okay. It was echoing so bad I couldn't understand you.
Sorry. I just wanted to call to tell you there's a guy, rap artist, Cannabis, and this guy has a song called How Come with a sample from Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State in it.
I didn't know that. I know that there are literally 30 or 40 songs and you know, music I've been sent where people, you know, play clips of the films, and I know that even... I mean, I've been told by the folks that produced those Eminem videos that Eminem, you know, he made several films that make allusions to government involvement. He made several videos that made, you know, mention of government involvement in 9/11, and that he primarily got that from my material. I mean, I'm flattered by that, but it just shows that individually all of us can affect change, and then more and more people are getting on board every day.
That's great. We're joining the revolution.
Well, I appreciate the call. And I wasn't trying to be rude, James. It's just when you're in an echoing room, it's really hard to understand you. Let's talk to Peter. Peter, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from Missouri, Alex. Just wanted a comment on that fellow. I'm sure you saw him on the news, that lawyer Ashton O'Dwyer down there who was telling the feds where to get off. Okay.
Yes, Ashton DeWire, and I actually watched that clip and forgot to tell my webmasters to post it, and he's sitting there in this big million-dollar house, local lawyer, and he says, look, if you cross this line, I'm going to kill you. I'm sick of this. This is my property. I'm not your slave. Don't try to kick me out. I'll tell you what, stay there, Peter, and we'll let you comment on Ashton DeWire, New Orleans lawyer, there in his high and dry house saying, look, I'm not your slave. Come to my house wanting my guns. I'm going to kill you. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll let Peter and others continue. We'll also cover the news. And Michael Meacher's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Continuing with open phones, any issue or item you wish to discuss, you're welcome to give us a call at 800-259-9231. Member of Parliament Michael Meacher is coming up in the next hour to talk about a host of vital issues from 9/11 to the Iraq War and the lies that took us there, to his outside perspective from government of the handling of the Katrina disaster. In fact, I'll be covering some of the new developments on Katrina and several other news items here in a few minutes, but let's continue quickly with your calls. Peter, continue with the point you were making.
Yeah, had Ashton decided to open fire, he would have had a historical precedent on his side, and that would have been the Concord Bridge at Lexington, April 19th, 1775.
Well, for those that didn't see the clip, and we don't have the clip here, though we should, why don't you describe for folks the video clip you saw?
Well, I saw it on the news, and he was saying, essentially, hey, I'm okay. Just leave me alone. I don't need to be rescued. I don't want to be evacuated. This is my house, and I'm drawing the line right here on my property, and I'll shoot back. Unfortunately, either he lost his nerve or maybe he decided that he would be better off living to fight another day. It would have cost him his life, but it would have been within the precedent set by the American Revolution.
Well, what happened to him?
He was arrested. They probably sent in a high-tech goon squad. They did make mention of the fact that he was arrested, and he didn't get any shots off. So, you know, they...
So basically, he got up there and made these statements, and then they said, well, we're not going to put up with that. But notice, while they're attacking, while the gun confiscation is continuing, all over New Orleans, the middle-class areas and working-class areas, rich areas, areas that weren't even, you know, deluged, areas that, that never had water in them, areas that are 100%, still, they're going in and confiscating the guns. Meanwhile, they say, okay, we're not doing that now. That's to neutralize opposition.
Of course.
This is just so despicable.
Well, they want everybody out of there, and that brings me up to my next point. Years back, I remember I saw a map of how the UN was planning to carve up this country.
Yeah, that's in my video, America Destroyed by Design.
Do you remember if New Orleans is even on that map, or is that bye-bye and into some wilderness area?
Most of Louisiana is a wilderness area, no human activity allowed.
What about New Orleans? Do you remember?
I don't have the map in front of me, but no, I believe that's a human zone.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe they just want it for redevelopment then. Okay.
Thanks for the call. Good points, Peter. By the way, we take National Geographic. My now dead grandfather gave it as a Christmas present every year, and I guess the subscription is continued by my lovely grandmother, but why did I just tell that story? There's no reason to give that background. But see, that's how my weird brain works. I thought of National Geographic, and I thought then to describe why I take the dehumanizing anti-freedom publication, and then it popped in my head that, oh, my grandfather gave me that publication. Not that he was bad. See, now we're down another rabbit trail, but just because, I mean, obviously, it's a nice magazine, lots of big color photos, and very popular, I guess, back during his day. Still popular. Now I certainly am running around in rabbit trails. But regardless, the caller brings up these wilderness areas and these UN biospheres and all of this Agenda 21 world government business. And a few years ago, I was reading National Geographic, and they showed armed troops from somewhere in Asia, I forget where now, armed troops guarding thousands and thousands of acres from, quote, human encroachment. And it said that they shoot any humans that come into the area foraging for food or anything else. And the argument is, well, they're guarding, you know, this incredibly vital environment. They're guarding the environment from poachers. Well, major independent studies show that the poachers tend to be the guards because they got the trucks, they can get in and out, they got the guns. Point is, you're not going to stop it. But this is what we're going to see in America. In fact, they've already taken parks in Austin where you could go, and they've just put signs up saying no human activity, no humans allowed, environmental area under regrowth and repair. And so it's just feudalism. If you go look at the encyclopedia at the definition of and the description of feudalism, it's where the elite keeps you on tiny plots of land. It's always for the environment, always to keep the forest or the fields up. Why the horrible rabble just destroy it? Look at what they do with the commons. That's what they call parks in the feudal era. And that's all we're going to live under today, is neo-feudalism. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to John in Canada. John, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing for you to encourage your listeners not to hold George Bush accountable for his personal decisions that he makes as an individual. It's another thing to do as you did yesterday, which was lie about my circumstance and the political state of reality here in Canada. We have a better system. Honorable police officers feel it's not right to put an innocent man in prison without trial. You know, without any legal recourse. And that was the intent of your demon leader there. Now, our legal system, and it hasn't been 2 years, it's been four. But there are forces in this world who are working to have me incarcerated in probably a Guantanamo-type situation just because I air the facts as they stand, irrespective of anybody's opinion. It doesn't matter what my name is. It's the FBI's position. It's American soldiers' demand by firepower to defend those officers and to demand the immediate arrest of those we know who participated in the terrorist act of 9/11.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold because I hear the growling in your voice, John. John calls in every few months, and he basically, I could have a tape recording of it. He repeats the exact same words. And he talks about his case 3.5 years ago, whatever, where he gets on the radio and talks about General Mahmoud Ahmed and the head of Pakistani intelligence who wired $100,000 to Muhammad Hanna, and who for the week before 9/11, the second trip in his life to the U.S., was meeting with the heads of the CIA and the FBI and at the White House, and on the morning of 9/11, he was having breakfast with Porter Goss and Senator Graham, Bob Graham of Florida, and the staffer walks in and says the towers have been attacked, and they say, we know. I mean, that's a big news story. And then he calls in and he says, I reported on this. I talked about the news articles, and I talked about MSNBC, which it's a real article. It's in my films about 9/11. And I talked about MSNBC, where Bush had the launch orders to attack Afghanistan on his desk 2 days before 9/11, and our troops were massing. And so I say, okay, sir, tell us your name. Tell us about your case so we can try to help you. And he says, no, I'm not going to tell you my name. And then he calls back a few months later and tells the same story. And then I just talked about Canada, where if you say that 5,999,000 Jews died, you are arrested and will spend decades in prison. They have the hate laws. David Eichland saying space aliens control everything, and they say that's code, which it's not. David Icke really thinks it's space aliens. But if we're talking about UFOs, they came and detained him and wouldn't let him go give speeches. And then people harassed him and pied him, and radio stations canceled interviews with him. I mean, that's how crazy it is, folks. Even people that believe UFOs are in control of things can't go to Canada. And there's just been hundreds of articles, so it's kind of a, you got your liberal jackboot, you got your neocon jackboot, and the caller goes, that criminal George Bush, you know, he's doing it all. And that's a disservice, folks. It's a disservice. The last 2 years of Bill Clinton's administration, I said, he's a puppet, he's nothing. They're going to put Bush in, and then he's going to continue the agenda, and conservatives aren't going to care. Just like Bush will leave office, and they'll put a Democrat in, and suddenly the Democrats aren't going to care about checkpoints and FEMA camps and secret arrest. So it's just the same thing. And Canada is very draconian. Canada did register the guns, and now they're banning them. Canada does viciously raid gun owners' homes and put false charges on them. Let me tell you about Canada. I can ship my videos. We get orders from communist China. No problem. Videos go in. We get orders from Australia with all its police state. Orders go right in. We get video orders from Spain. Videos go right in. We get video orders from Germany, Russia. They go right in. Mexico, right in. Venezuela, right in. Guess where half our videos get stopped and smashed and mailed back to us, or we actually get letters back saying this is deemed to be terrorist propaganda. I mean, I have gotten the customs forms back with confiscated videos or without the videos or with broken videos or with the package. They will send the package back. It's a big joke. To the point of, I almost don't ship videos to Canada. We may have to ship them 2 or 3 times to get them there. And we've done experiments before and stuck the videos in unlabeled packages and sent them from other addresses. Zero problems. Zero. So don't tell me your country is in a cesspool of police state. John, go ahead.
Hey, well, geez, there's a lot of points there. Okay, first of all, you're the one who encouraged me the other day to get angry, so I'm just taking your advice. Two, don't give up on Canada. But the primary thing about you saying, just like Clinton and on and on and on, you're a good guy. I don't get me wrong here, okay? The main point I'm getting at is all of America, American men will not stand up as men to say Bush said Saddam didn't let the inspectors in. That was a lie. He took us to war and killed ourselves.
Well, I mean, now he says hold on. Now he says he never said there were WMDs.
Okay, well, yeah, okay. But, okay, just so, but the primary discussion that's missing in America today is that the Iraq war has no cause. You had complete, unrestricted access to do anything Bush pleased without delay prior to the conflict beginning. So every act of murder is taking you further down a road of death and destruction that provides no better good.
Well,
and
I agree. John, I'll say this, and I appreciate your call. You can call back in a few days and have some more time. I got to be fair to the other callers and got news to cover and a guest coming up. But look, when I got up here and said that Bush has fallen on his sword and taken responsibility for the hurricane, when I make the statement that he, too, is a puppet, just like the head of FEMA Brown was, I'm not absolving Bush of guilt. I'm not saying he's not guilty. I mean, when the police bust a major murder gang, the low-level people go to jail just as much as the high-level ones. And obviously Bush is high-level, but he's still a puppet. He's a high-level functionary, a high-level puppet or figurehead. And so Bush falling on his sword is just like Brown doing it. And Brown didn't really apologize, and Bush didn't really apologize. He said, well, you know, in the final equation, things could have been better, and I'm the boss, so that's my fault. But, you know, we did a pretty darn good job, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that is a desperate attempt to just shut blame. And away from this criminal system itself. All right, this next clip. This clip is an AP video report concerning FEMA drills and FEMA studies that have been done where 60,000 people die if a Category 3 hurricane hit the New Orleans coastline. Also, there was another FEMA study where 500,000 die. That was in the Houston Chronicle during hurricane season last year. And so they knew this, and they did not build up the levees. They did not expand them. They did not repair them. That's part of the record. So here is this short report, and then we'll get into some other news. Go ahead and roll it.
Nobody knows exactly how many have died because of Hurricane Katrina. As of Friday, the five-state death toll was 337. Officials expect that number to soar as toxic water drains from New Orleans, revealing submerged corpses. But what about an estimate of 61,290 people? That's the number of dead projected by a chilling government simulation called Hurricane Pam. The year-long project on the fictitious storm was meant to prepare federal and state officials for a Category 3 hurricane hitting the Gulf Coast. Completed just days before the Category 4 Hurricane Katrina, the 412-page report eerily foresaw the devastation and the aftermath. The Associated Press obtained a copy of the plan, which predicted 10 feet of flooding in New Orleans, a catastrophic mass evacuation, and more than 60,000 dead, nearly 400,000 injured or ill, and 500,000 people homeless. The report also anticipated all 40 medical facilities in the area would be isolated and useless. Local officials would be quickly overwhelmed with the casualties, and large sections of Louisiana would be left uninhabitable for more than a year. Under the direction of FEMA, federal and state officials began working on the Hurricane Pam project in July 2004 and reported their initial findings last December. FEMA Director Michael Brown said a lack of money prohibited his agency from following up on the report before Katrina. But officials in New Orleans say they are now implementing some of the things they learned from the process.
We have practiced with the Hurricane Pam scenario that they asked us to work with, and over the past 2 years, all the officials in Louisiana and Mississippi have used that as a model.
Hurricane Pam planners got a lot right in their predictions. They hope they're wrong about the death toll. Steve Knight.
All right, so that's the clip, and it's up on InfoWars.com. But the moral of this story is FEMA did know. They had reports in 2000, 2001, 2002, and 2003, and 2004. A completion of a report started 2 years ago, just a few months ago. So they've had a whole bunch of different detailed analysis that have shown this, and they knew. And they have spent now almost $400 million in the invasion and the two-plus years of occupation of Iraq. And it would have cost just a few billion dollars to secure the city of New Orleans. Totally secure. And now it's very suspicious why those dikes did fail, why those levees did fail. And we'll get into some of those reports later after Michael Meacher leaves us. We'll try to jam a few calls in on the other side of this break. Also want to hit a few news items concerning the hurricane. But see, even when the government screws up, they're going to get more funds, more police state control. So it looks like on the surface they're getting a black eye. Oh, no, they're going to town. This is a police state implementation, shopping spree, heyday bonanza as they make hay while the police state sun shines. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Requested only 455 buses to rescue 2,000 people. Then they canceled the order, the Wall Street Journal is reporting. And as bodies are recovered, despite the order of a federal judge, the black ski mask police are still telling reporters, no photos, no stories. All part of living in the new free society. And we've dug up the Times-Picayune report from February 11th, 2003, where the city was officially federalized. So if there's any questions of this being federal, state, or local, those questions are over. Do you understand? Now, before I get more into this news and your calls, and then, of course, Michael Meacher coming up in the next hour, member of the British Parliament, if you believe in this broadcast and you believe in what we're doing and you want to support us, a great way to do it is to purchase one or more of my documentary films. And I have made 12 documentaries. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos and CDs and tapes, books on tape. A lot of really important information. The best stuff out there, I think. We carry it on our book and video store at Infowars.com. So please take time out today to go to Infowars.com and to peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, to look at the different deals that we're offering, the different specials when you get multiple copies of different titles. In some cases, I'll have a three-hour film. An hour and a half of it will be up there for free. I mean, bottom line, we're about getting the information out. So if you go to Infowars.com and the secure shopping cart, you can look at all the different specials and read about the specials and watch video clips and decide which videos or books you want to order. You can also call toll-free to order via the phone, and that's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can go to prisonplanet.tv. And for 15 cents a day, get a monthly or yearly subscription. And there's not just all my films or my best audio interviews from the radio show. There's a lot of other great documentaries we've been authorized to post. There's e-books, my book, Paul Watson's book, many others. And on top of it, there's my weekly TV reports that are pretty good. So 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. Please take advantage of that, and it also makes this broadcast possible. FEMA requested only 455 buses to rescue 20,000 people, then canceled the order altogether. As the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency stepped down yesterday, government documents surfaced showing that vital resources, such as buses and environmental health specialists, weren't deployed to the Gulf region for several days, even after federal officials seized control of Hurricane Katrina relief efforts. They were always in control. In addition, FEMA's official request, known as tasking assignments and used by the agency to demand help from other government agencies, demand, you notice, showed that it first asked the Department of Transportation to look for buses to help evacuate the more than 20,000 people who had taken refuge in the Superdome. But then within hours, that request was canceled. That's because good people in FEMA tried to do the right thing, and they got told, no, you didn't get the memo, don't do that. FEMA folks cut communications lines, cut police lines, blocked aid, blocked the police bringing in food and water. This was all done by design, because if they have a horrible spectacle, they'll get more funds. This is another example of catching them red-handed. Red-handed. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour with Michael Meacher. We're really excited to have on with us. And, of course, your phone calls and a ton of news from around the world. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.